day. All day long we're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty.
This is Bruce Northam, Chum News, brought to you by Sienna Foods and Clean All Services. It's 12 o'clock.
Remember to have your home furnishings professionally cleaned by Clean All.
A Japanese fishing boat was captured today by a Canadian patrol boat about 12 miles off Prince Rupert in British Columbia. The report comes from the Japanese Coast Guard. The boat apparently specializes in what is called tangle net and long line fishing. The Japanese say they assume the boat was captured on suspicion of violating Canada's exclusive fishing zone. Montreal got a sharp reminder that it's still winter up north. 5 inches of snow fell in that city and 40 mile an hour winds. Wildfire now out, there is no danger, but numerous pieces of fire equipment are still in the area blocking traffic. That's in the Young Wellesley area. Stay away from them.
Somebody said there are only two kinds of people. Sienna Foods knows better. Sienna Foods knows
today or tomorrow. The low tonight, 25. High for Thursday, 35. This is Bruce Northam. It's 32 degrees on the Bob Lane Show.
10:50, Chum.
What have I got? Chicken Little doing the news with me? What is that? You don't believe we'll see this? Well, how can you doubt the weatherman? When was he wrong last? Yesterday, that's when he was wrong last. Sorry, but we probably won't see the sun today or tomorrow.
Mama's cooking bread. She wore dirty, raggedy scarf around her head. Always had her stockings low, rolled to her feet. She just didn't know. She wore sloppy dress.
To measure suits at only $79.90. So don't you dare wait another minute. Visit any of Elk's 26 stores right now. Order this week, and you can wear your new suit for Easter.
10:50, Chum.
Yesterday.
From 1965 on Chum, the first of a couple back-to-back. Petula Clark, one great sound called I Know a Place.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store put the lock on the door, just get away.
On 10:50, Chum.
It's 12:19, Chum time. How about taking 3 minutes out of your day to listen to the words of a plaintive love song with the Arbors on Chum? The letter.
In your spring sale catalog.
Be a smart shopper.
Shop from your home from Eaton's spring sale catalog. Haven't got one? Phone Eaton's.
10:50 Chum Charger.
The first of 6 back-to-back on Chum is a hitline request from the West Way.
This is the way I always dreamed it would be. The way that it is. Oh, when you are holding me.
Chum, Bob Lane.
24 hours a day, you say it and we'll play it. Dial the Chum hit lines for your requests. 929-1411.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me.
Great music with the grassroots on Chum. It's 12:40, Chum time. You know, I don't want to, you know, pat myself on the back or blow my own horn or anything, but I'm kind of pleased at the way things have been going lately. You know, I came out opposed to the Lakeshore Raceway, and it was canceled. I came out in favor of strongly in favor of a revamped CNE before they up the prices, as they're going to do this August, and it appears as though something now is going to be done. And a couple of days ago, I came out strongly in favor of Punch Imlach giving up coaching duties of the Leafs and concentrating solely on his general managership. And it appears as though that may come about, too. So stick with me, folks, and let's see what happens.
Will you be at the Cadillac Dream Dinner? Mrs. Anita Cohen of Downsview will. She'll enjoy...
These eyes...
Bruce Northam, Chum Contemporary News, brought to you by Mr. Broadloom. It's 1 o'clock.
The big news is that Mr. Broadloom's two-for-one sale has been a home service. Call 742-3512. 742-3512. Mr. Broadloom.
And the question for the sports time still flies around town. What's the latest on the Punch Him Like Mike Walton disagreement? Everybody wants to know. And for the answer, it all depends on whom you ask. The president of the Garden, Stafford Smythe, and his publicity man, Stana Bodiak, are not available for comment. Alan Eagleson, Walton's legal advisor, is, and we quote, in a meeting. The telly says Imlach has been given another vote of confidence, his second in 3 months, and that the player who won't play for him still is suspended and likely will not be traded. The Star says both Smythe and Imlach have gone into hiding following a meeting last night of the Leafs Hockey Committee to ponder the problem. So the problem is still that.
Best for you. He can dance whatever kind of dance you want in your new Broadloom from Mr. Broadloom. For his no-obligation shop-at-home service, call 742-3512 or visit 92 Arrow Road.
Chum News brought to you by Mr. Broadloom.
1050 Chum Weather.
Look for mostly sunny skies, they say, for today. The cloud still prevails and will likely do so right through the day. Little change in temperature, a little colder overnight. Low tonight is forecast, as a matter of fact, at 25. High for Thursday, 35. This is Bruce Northam. It's 34 degrees on the Bob Lane Show.
1050 Chum.
Try not to get anything too factual in the weather forecast, okay? It's 106 Chum Time. Bob Lane back at you on a Wednesday, the 26th of February. We're going to do it to you till 3 this afternoon with all the great sounds on Chum, like this with the Foundations.
Why do you fill me up, fill me up, oh, baby, just to let me down?
I was singing that on my way to the mailbox today because I mailed my money to the income tax department. It's a little humor there, folks. A little weak effort at it, but it's 1:21 Chum Time. I bet it's going to be a while before Raymond Gauguin of Toronto enjoys a beer again. Last May, don't you see, he's sitting there with some buddies drinking a beer and his wife put rat poison in his beer. Ray thought it was the best beer he'd ever had. Anyway, charges were dropped in court yesterday and Mrs. Gauguin's back at the household bar. I got one. This would be fantastic. Gin and Black Flag with a twist of lemon.
The Bad Boy's gigantic warehouse sale is on.
The Bad Boy is fighting to sell $2 million worth of brand new merchandise.
You're wrong. Be right. Rush to the Bad Boy's warehouse, Ronald Avenue, north of Eglinton. That's four blocks west of Dufferin.
The Bad Boy's warehouse sale starts tonight at 6, runs right through till midnight.
10:50 Chum Charger.
And the first of 6 on Chum. Real pretty sounds for Engelbert Humperdinck. Remember the way it used to be?
Lonely table just for one. In a bright and crowded.
Mouse or wing steak or roast or sirloin steak. Your choice, $1.09 a pound. So shop and save at A&P, the store that cares about you.
10:50 Chum. Yesterday.
1965 on Chum. Good sounds. Marianne Faithful. This little bird. His name was Mick.
There's a little bird that somebody sends down to the earth to live on the wind, born on the wind, and he sleeps in that
boy. I have a little bird at home, and welcome to a little, I have a little budgie bird. We call him Peter Poopalot, because he does. It's 1:44 Chum Time. Little excitement at the University of Maryland last night. 100 students chasing a nude woman across the campus. She got away in a car. Nobody knows what she was doing there. Nobody was able to find out. Only one injury, a student hurt his foot when he fell down a flight of stairs trying to chase her.
Listen a moment. It's absolutely quiet. Silence. Nothing. That's the sound of that broken old watch.
10:50 Chum.
1:58 Chum Time. Here's the second of a couple. Cliff Richard from 1963, going on a summer holiday.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more work. working for a week or two. Fun and laughter on our summer holiday. No more worries for me or you. For a week.
This is Bruce Northam, Chum Contemporary News. It's 2:00. There's been a change in the launch plans for Apollo 9, which was due to be launched on Friday.
The Apollo 9 flight will be postponed at least 1 and possibly 3 days. All 3 astronauts have bad colds, and the space agency
is going to sing one of his songs from a garbage can. In the end, he wins the only girl in the show in a typical Hollywood ending.
10:50 Chum weather.
Look for sunny skies somewhere among the cloudy periods today and tomorrow. Little change in temperature, except a little colder overnight. The low tonight is forecast at 25, high for Thursday, 35. This is Bruce Northam. It's 33 degrees on the Bob Lane Show.
10:50
Listen, I don't think any of the royalists are going to be any too happy you calling Prince Charles names like that. Amateur thespian, I mean, after all, watch your tongue. It's 2:06 Chum time. Good afternoon and welcome back.
Nelson put job in the city.
I mean, the nerve.
Waking for the man every night.
Uptown Theater at Young and Bluer tonight at 8 p.m. Good seats still available at the box office or by phone.
10:50 Chum Charger.
Song that got its world premiere on Chum yesterday. Still exclusive with Chum, the Union Gap. Don't give in to him.
It starts out with a kiss. Even though you're only friends.
Chum, exclusive.
There's nothing wrong.
Chum.
2:37 Chum time. We've got a hit line request now from the beaches, Joe South. Six of the greatest sounds in the world. This is the games that people play. Yeah. I know about some of them. We should dedicate this to everybody in Don Mills. We should, but I don't think I will. That's nasty.
Oh, the games people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, and never saying what they mean.
I lost my stick. It's 2:57 Chum time. That's it for the Bob Lane Show. We've done it again on a Wednesday, the 26th. See you again tomorrow at 11 or at 4:20 this afternoon in the chopper.
Mama's cooking bread.
In the chopper.
She wore dirty raggedy scarf around her head.
Do I get extra flight
always
pay?
Always had her stockings low, rolled to her feet, she just didn't know.
My insurance rate's going up.
She wore sloppy dress. Oh, no matter how she tried, she always looked a mess. Out of the pot she ate, never used a fork or dinner plate.
Bruce Northam, Chum Contemporary News. It's 3:00. A daring lunch hour robbery in Midtown Montreal today.
Six gunmen have escaped with another haul of cash from the Canadian National Railway Central Station in Montreal today in a similar swoop to one which occurred several months ago. The men moved in at the same time as a train arrived from Levis near Quebec City. The post office baggage car area was...
Except it will be a little colder tonight. The low tonight, 25. High for Thursday, 35. This is Bruce Northam. It's 33 degrees on the J. Michael Wilson Show.
10:50
Welcome to the J. Michael Wilson Show. Full of enthusiasm, full of music, full of fun.
Who am I kidding? You all know what I'm full of.
Here are the foundations.
Why do you build me a buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
and mess me around, and then worst of all,
furs are wearable and most have been carefully cleaned. Direct Fur Sales, 68 Ossington, open Monday through Saturday, 9 till 6. That's Direct Fur Sales, 68 Ossington, open Monday through Saturday, 9 till 6.
1050 Chum, J. Michael Wilson.
Hey, how about that Connors lady? I'm talking about June Connors out in Scarborough, who won $230 by correctly identifying Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees as one of the Chum mystery stars. Here's Smokey and the Miracles.
Baby, baby, don't cry.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Chum. 26 before 4 is our Chum Time. This is number 5 of 7 hits in a row on 1050. Thank you, Agent Court, for your hitline request. Booker T and the MGs, hang 'em high. That's David and Jonathan and Michelle, my bell, at 8 before 4, Chums. I know it's kind of clever the way I did that. Michelle, my bell. Well, well, it's 33 at the Chumometer. Anyway, read after 4 the big tabloid for young people tomorrow in the Telegram. Discover the world of career modeling, its ups and downs. Sweetheart of the Week from Ajax High. Don't miss tomorrow's after 4 in the Telegram.
1050 Chum.
Wouldn't it be wild if the Sweetheart of the Week from Ajax turned out to be some girl in white armor and a white horse? A little something to think about, huh?
She didn't bat an eye.
Here's Tyrone Davis.
As I packed my bags to leave, I thought she would start to cry. Traces of tears from my eyes.
This is Bruce Northam, Chum Contemporary News. It's 4 o'clock. Brigadier General Yigal Allon has been appointed the caretaker premier of Israel following the death of Premier Levi Eshkol today. 25, high for tomorrow, 35. This is Bruce Northam. It's 34 degrees on the J. Michael Wilson Show.
1050.
Back with you at 8 minutes after 4, Chum Time. Hello!
Can I have a cup of coffee?
Yes, you can have a cup of coffee.
We don't call coffee the think drink for nothing, you know.
1050 Chum, J. Michael Wilson.
Hey, and congratulations to Mrs. Wenceslaus Prune of Hampton, wait a minute. That's Mrs. D. Duncan of Hampton, Ontario, who won $1,300 cash by correctly identifying Ed Ames as the Chum mystery star. These eyes, guess who now? These eyes cry every night for you. These arms
and all the sea and all the birds and all the bees.
The Rascals. giving you Heaven. J. Michael Wilson giving you more music, new and now.
1050 Chum Toronto, C-H-U-M.
4:30 Chum Time from the Yesterday Room, the Outsiders, respectable.
What kind of girl is this?
What kind of girl is this?
She never, never, never been kissed.
What kind of girl is this?
What would he want to talk to?
What kind of girl is this?
She never, never been in love.
What kind of girl
she's ever been?
Buy a couple at this price while you still can. Remember, Elk sews over 40 years of satisfaction into every suit.
Boy, did I get pushed around last night.
By whom?
My BA dealer. My car stalled.
Okay, let's get up in the air for Chum and BA in the spirit of St. Louis this afternoon is Bob Lane.
I think we are. We finally got it started. Little battery trouble. We got a booster from a car, and we're up at Bathurst in the freeway, and we're heading eastbound. Things look good on the freeway. Bathurst Street down below is in fine shape so far this afternoon. Checking behind me, Dufferin, the Spadina Expressway, and Keele Street, all fine. Keele, a little backing up at the freeway at all those lights that they've got jammed in there for you. That's the way it looks pretty good today. Keep it up. We'll be back in just a moment now. More music on the J. Michael Wilson Show.
1050 Chum.
Quarter before five, Chum time. Congratulations to Mrs. Erna Hatton of Toronto, who won $175 cash by correctly identifying Darren McGavin as the Chum mystery star. Creedence Clearwater Revival music.
Nope, the good job in the city.
You'll see birds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
Charger Glenn Campbell. And if you're in favor of lower taxes, that's where you ought to be. In Galveston. 10 before the hour, Chum Time.
You squeak, I got a little poem, Michael.
Let's hear it, Rodney. Let's hear it.
Yeah, this is lovely. Did you ever hear the story of little Tommy Squire, who played with matches and caught his pants on fire? The fire burned the seat away, and his mother died of fright. When the doctor told her, big finish, that Tommy's end was in sight.
Get out of here.
1050 Chum.
And now for Chum and B.A., ladies and gentlemen, here's Bob Lane. Yeah.
Yeah, the chicken of the sky today.
Yeah.
At the Leaside Bridge in the Don Valley Parkway southbound, the Leaside Bridge looks like it's in about as good shape as this chopper is. Things are in fine shape on the parkway. Northbound a little heavy, but not too bad. Bring the oil, and according to normal, and the chopper is still in the air, and I hope it stays this way for the next little while. Now back to more music on the J. Michael Wilson Show.
Now dig this album.
Complain, Chum. Complain, Lane. I don't know what the problem is. The thing was in perfect condition when they shipped it up from the Smithsonian. It's 6 before 5, Chum Time. Temperature 34. These are the Lettermen. Put your head on my...
Cuckoo. Put your head on my shoulder. Hold me in your arms, baby.
Chum News brought to you by Golden Crown Knitting and Chris Smith.
1050 Chum Weather.
Look for variable cloud overnight. Thursday will be a mostly sunny day. Little change in temperature. The low tonight, 25. High for tomorrow, 35. This is Bruce Northam. It's 33 degrees on the J. Michael Wilson Show.
1050 Chum.
Just wanted to jump in and congratulate Helen Sitarski of Fort Credit to correctly identify one of the Chum mystery stars as Frankie Lane. And she won the pack shot, of course, containing $530. Living in shame, let's do it.
Mama's cooking bread. She wore dirty, raggedy scarf around her head. Always had her stockings low, rode to her feet, she just didn't know. She wore sloppy dress. Oh, no matter how she tried.
I'm living in shame. Well, you've heard the show, you know. It's 12 after 5, Chum Time. Hi there. J. Michael Wilson, if you're listening last hour, I about choked to death. I'm probably coming down with the flu. And boy, I hope not, because then that means I have to go to the doctor, right? And I don't like to go to my doctor. He's a masochist. He hates humanity. You know how I can tell? This guy is mean. Keeps his stethoscope in the refrigerator.
Here's something to think about for all the office workers listening. if your job consists, maybe. And that is something to think about. For information between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., call 487-3301.
At Lowney's, we've taken the crumble out of O. Henry. Now you get nothing to lose. One of the live five from Lowney.
You can tell it's winter by the number of stalled cars, Frank.
BA-98 prevents gas line freezing, John. Never lets you stall.
BA-98, it'll give you a start.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for Chum and BA, I give you Bob. Lord, please don't let the rotor stop Lane.
You don't know how true that is. We're at 400 in the 401. We're heading eastbound again. For some reason, unbeknownst to me, we couldn't get over to Highway 27, but I understand things over there are quite normal. So we come up through the heart of the West End, and you'll find that things on this northbound is paved. Now, more music on
1050 Chum, J. Michael Wilson.
514 Chum time, temperature-wise. Well, we got a pair of threes out there. A little gambling lingo, a pair of threes, huh? First edition, but you know I love you.
When the morning sun streaks across my room, I'm waking up from another dream of you. Yes, I'm on the road.
1050 Chum, J. Michael Wilson.
The Vogues. From the Chum Chart at number 30, it's No, Not Much. Lovely, lovely.
I don't want my arms around you. No, not much.
This is Larry Wilson, Chum Contemporary News and Comment. It's 5:30. Levi Eshkol died today. The Prime Minister of Israel is dead. The official explanation is he died of a heart attack. Some Arab guerrilla organizations, though, predictably, I suppose, are claiming Arab shelling of Eshkol's country home on Monday caused the death. They say he died of wounds suffered in that attack. Either way, it is a great loss. And if indeed he did die of war wounds, there is going to be hell to pay. The only way to get the clear picture, I guess, is to watch things closely the next few months to see if any escalation in the Middle East business shows up. But for Eshkol to die right now means one other thing. With the tensions as high as they are in the Middle East, they are bound to get higher, and the tactics dirtier. Eshkol was a reasonable man, a peace-loving person, a 73-year-old strong leader and peacemaker. Israel now has a very large political problem. Who will fill his shoes? Obviously, there is no one of Levi Eshkol's caliber to fill the shoes he leaves. And an acting prime minister has been appointed to carry things along for a while. Yigal Allon is his name. He was Eshkol's deputy. And he is pictured as a less peaceful style man than Eshkol. He is a general in the Israeli army, which explains that. Some of the names being mentioned as popular. And the Israeli consulate downtown on Bay Street is being opened tomorrow noon, where a book of remembrance will be open for anyone who wishes to sign. Good for Ryerson. The students of Ryerson voted noisily yesterday, voted soundly, responsibly, to turn down any idea of sending money to Montreal. The issue was, should Ryerson send money to the arrested students of Sir George Williams University to help raise bail and pay their legal expenses? The answer is a firm no. 2,200 Ryerson types voted no way, and only 200 supported the idea. Waterloo University, however, went just the opposite way, deciding to send $10,000 in bail aid down to the accused students. Waterloo students claim they are merely protesting the bail system that says a man with money can get out of jail, one with no money is stuck behind bars. $10,000 to me appears to be a pretty big protest. The impression Waterloo gives, and Ryerson thankfully avoids giving, is that violence, destruction of computers, and general running amok by students is quite all right. And that, after all, is the real point, that is, isn't it? Sending money to help those 97 arrested people is as much as encouragement to others. I say, let them sit in jail. Ryerson agrees. The Mike Walton business is beginning to look a little stupid. The rumors are all out. Talk of a trade with Chicago, a trade with Detroit, a trade with the Junior.
1050 Chum weather.
Cloudy tonight with the winds up to 25 miles an hour. The temperature should hang around the mid-20s. Tomorrow is supposed to be sunny all day, and so is Friday. High temperatures around 35 degrees. This is Larry Wilson. It's 33 degrees on the J. Michael Wilson Show.
1050 Chum.
Thank you.
Joe South giving you the music at 22 before 6 chum time on the J. Michael Wilson gig.
Here's a way for you ladies to get yourselves into more hot water. Hello, Maggie Morris again.
Problems at all in any of the arteries heading into suburbia, so you should have no problems getting home at all this evening. Watch out for a little snow flurry activity, spotty around the city, but we are getting some. Now, more music on the J. Michael Wilson Show.
10:50 chum, yesterday.
From the thermometer 33, this is Petula Clark, and I know the place.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store, put the lock on the door. Just get...
Wonder what he's groaning about. He's making a pile of money on this record. He got nothing to groan about. That's Traces by the Classics 4 on Chum. As in, there are very few traces of talent on the J. Michael Wilson Show.
It's Squeak. Hey, Michael, how about a quick burst from the Rodney Roden humor gun? It's Squeak.
All right, let's hear what you got there.
Michael, you know what you call a girdle made out of $50 bills?
I don't have any idea, Rodney.
You call that a Rockefeller Foundation, baby. A Rockefeller Foundation.
Listen, Barbara, The reason I asked you to have this cup of coffee with me...
Yeah.
Oh, I hope we can be...
For Chum and B.A., taking a look at traffic again, it's Rockin' Robert Lane.
And if you're sitting on the Spadina Expressway southbound somewhere between Lawrence and Yorkdale and you're sitting there wondering what's happened, I told you... Please stay off it for the next 10 minutes or so before they get that all cleared up. Everything else is okay, and the chopper stayed in the air for the whole shift. Isn't that amazing? Ian Brownlee tries his luck again tomorrow morning. This is Bob Lane. Thank you, and more music on the J. Michael Wilson Show.
1050 Chum Charger.
Don't sweat it, Bob. You got a lot of life insurance. It's 11 before 6 Chum Time. A charger for Neil Diamond.
August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling
Charger on Chum, Mendocino, by the Sir Douglas Quintet, I beg my pardon, up to 25. A charger last week, up to 25 on the new listing. Anyway, it's 4 before the hour. That's Chum time here on the J. Michael Wilson Show. Glad you could join us today, he said.
10:50 Chum.
He said sincerely. This is Johnny Rivers, and these are not of my people.
This is Larry Wilson, Chum Contemporary News, brought to you by Max Milk and Canadian Tire. It's 6 o'clock.
With hazardous winter driving ahead, be sure your car is in top safety.